You're listening to another premier old-time radio program at Podango.com and also a proud member of the Blueberry community. Another Humphrey Cummardella production.
It's immediately after the close of our last episode, and at this moment, May Grant's husband is sitting slumped in a chair, hands covering his face. Bill Grant has just received the most shattering blow of his life. Bill Grant has just been brought face to face with the fact that his daughter, the child believed to be his daughter, isn't his at all. Now he removes his hands from his face, says,
"I'm sorry, Mr. Mason.
Don't apologize to me.
Man shouldn't give way to his feelings.
A man shouldn't have your kind of feelings. And if he did, he shouldn't ask forgiveness. You want to be forgiven, Bill, it's because you're sorry. Now, if you had said, 'Forgive me for acting the way I did to that child,
Dory.'"
"Yes, Dory. She hasn't done anything to you. She's the same sweet little girl she was 5 minutes ago. It's not her fault your wife wasn't her mother. And it's not her fault May Grant took her when she was a baby and taught her that you were her father. The child didn't practice any deceit. If you're going to apologize to anyone, Bill, apologize to her." "Now, look, Bill. I know you had to take it on the chin. I know it was a lot worse because that reporter told you that Dory wasn't your child, but..."
"But what? 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 What is it to say? I thought I was a father. My wife led me to believe I was a father. She gave me a baby to love as my own, but it's all a fraud. The daughter I thought was mine isn't mine. The child I loved is mine is an imposter, a cheat.
Dory?
And it's for the wife I love. It's for me.
Well, you're right about her. I didn't say anything about your wife.
Dory didn't know what she was doing. She couldn't know what she was doing.
Quite right, Mr. Mason. How could a few months old baby practice to see?
But May wasn't a few months old. She deliberately cheated me. Deliberately lived a lie with me. Now what do you want me to do? Ask May to forgive me for harboring such thoughts? Well, Mr. Mason, you haven't answered me.
I don't see there's anything for me to say. Because you know as well as I do that May would lay down her life for you at any time. And as for Dory, I... Yes, Ella.
I took Dory next door to a neighbor's house.
Oh, good.
Poor baby. For your information, Mr. Grant, I told Dory that you were so sick you didn't know what you were saying or what you were doing.
I don't see why you treat me as if I were a criminal.
If you don't see the reason, it's perfectly all right with me.
Well, I didn't arrange for that child to be brought into my household.
No, but your wife did. To take the place of a baby that died, to save you heartbreak. And at any rate, that's something between you and May, and by no stretch of the imagination can it be construed as Dory's fault.
Well, I suppose I was a little hard on Dory.
A little
hard? All right, I was very hard on
I
her.
I think that would be more accurate.
You put another of my clothes, you expect? You expect me to find out what I've just found out and take it calmly? Have you any idea how much I love that little girl? And May? I'm not a very clever man. There are things that I live by. I work for my family. My family was everything to me. I was proud of my family. Oh, I can think of the times that Dory would smile at me and I'd say, "Look, May, look, Dory's got your smile. Dory looks just like you when she smiles." Oh, I wondered why May was unhappy at times. Now I know.
Dear, if May suffered...
If she suffered, I say good. Because I suffered more in the last 2 minutes than... No, what thing's talking doesn't help. Look, Miss Street.
Yes?
I don't see any reason for hurting either Dory or myself any further. So I'm going to ask a favor of you.
What's that?
Our neighbor, Mrs. Curley, you took Dory to her.
Yes?
She knows where Dory's things are. I'd appreciate it if you'd ask her to come and pack them.
But
come and pack them right away. And if you return Dory where she belongs, to her real mother.
Why, you don't mean that. You couldn't.
No. I believe it all right, Dylan.
You bet I do.
Well, at least he thinks he does. Now, look, please don't try
right
it.
Now he's trying to get even. Trying to hit back. Like a child who's been frightened and hurt hits back.
The child doesn't care whom he hurts. Just so long as he hurts someone. Hears somebody cry out. That's all that matters to him. Since he's hurt, he wants to make sure that someone else is hurt. And that's the way Bill is with Dory.
You quite through analyzing me, Mr. Mason? Because if you are, I'd appreciate it if you'd let Miss Street go to the Codys and deliver my message. Or would you rather I went myself?
Why don't you go, Bill? Why don't you do the whole savage thing? Why don't you get good and even? Break Dory's heart. After all, she's not yours. She's Kitty DiCarlo's child. But even so, what's the difference? Who can hurt a five-year-old child? A five-year-old girl. Suppose she is hurt. She'll forget it. Boy, I'll bet she's forgotten what you said to her a little while ago. I'll bet she's even forgotten how you drove her out of this house. Told her you didn't want to see her. Shall we find out how she's forgotten, Bill? You told her to play in front. Maybe we can hear her laughing.
Well, I can hear her outside, Bill.
Nine.
Playing with the ball, just as you told her to play. Half of it. Listen.
You're not angry at Dory, Bill. You aren't even angry at Mel. You're angry because life has stepped up and belted you one. Well, most of us take it instead of trying to pass it on those we love and those who love us. May is in trouble, Bill. We haven't had a chance to talk about that. But she's likely to be indicted for murder. Your wife needs you to stand beside her. And if you turn against the woman you're supposed to love when she needs you most, who do you expect to stand by her? May is in jail. She can't come here to apologize.
The little Dory doesn't know how to, although she tried. And by the way, do you know what sending her to Kitty DiCarlo would mean? Kitty DiCarlo's her mother, all right, according to her birth certificate, but she's a drunk and she hates her child. She really hates her. Right now, you're telling yourself that you hate her too, Bill, but you don't. You love her, and there's a big difference. Please, before you make a decision, talk to May. Let her tell you.
Look, you're good people. You're good friends. When a father learns his child isn't his child.
That isn't your child crying her heart out. This isn't your daughter with those dirty, tear-stained cheeks. Life takes a swing on everybody, Bill, even at kids. They're not big enough or smart enough to fight back. But we're big enough to help them. Or are we just spoiled and have to hurt because we're hurt? Oh, sorry. There. There, darling.
Oh, Daddy. I didn't mean to make you mad.
No, darling. You didn't make me mad. Daddy just wasn't feeling very well.
Are you all right now?
Oh, yes, sure.
I'm so glad.
Hey, how about giving Daddy a kiss?
Oh, yes.
That was fine, baby. That was fine. I'll talk to the other person, too, Mr. Mason. Let me tell you this. She's no child. She doesn't earn automatic comfort from me.
Mason? Who are you talking about, Daddy?
Well, someone you don't know, sweetheart. Someone you don't know. Someone I wouldn't know. Till this morning.
And so Bill Grant capitulates before a child's sorrow and his own good heart. But, as he says, his wife is no child. What do you think is going to happen when, after all these months of fear, doubt, and loneliness, Bill and May Grant finally meet again tomorrow? J. Join us by all means.
Hi, this is Pat Matthews for Humphrey Camardella Productions with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all you Beatles fans. That Beatles collection of yours just won't be complete without the Pop Goes the Beatles Limited Edition Collection. It's the Beatles like you've never heard them before. Not just the music, but never-before-released recording sessions, interviews, concerts, and a host of entertainment that's just not available anywhere else. And because of a special arrangement we've made with our sponsor for our listening audience, you're going to be able to purchase this complete 45-CD set of Pop Goes the Beatles, a regular $197, now only $179, shipping included. Or you can start your collection with Volume 1 for just $69.99. But remember, you must use the promo code POPCAST1 to get these great prices. We don't know how long this offer will continue, so don't miss out. Act today, and here's how you can do it. Call the toll-free number 1-888-9-BEATLE or go to BeatlesNetwork.com and order today.